So are all the household bills for 210 East Chestnut Street and 210 and a half East Chestnut Street, the apartment out back, not paid by your son's money?
No, they're in my name.
Are they in your name being paid for by your son, which he told me for all these years?
Not all these years, no. Recently, he has been paying them, but no, I paid and have.
Is there not money transfers from his bank account to your bank account to pay bills for us? Okay.
No.
She followed the standard divorce blueprint on how to divorce a successful man. First is to marry him, have his children, let 3 to 5 years go by, then file for divorce. What she didn't see coming was that this man had already transferred all his assets to his mom even before they got married. He probably knew that prenups are not as secure as they used to be, hence went for the safer option. This is a rare win for men. Welcome to this episode, guys. Kindly keep the conversation going by giving this video a thumbs up, commenting, and hitting the subscribe button. Let's get started.
How many assets of ours have your parents had in their name?
None.
The Buick you drove since 2011 when you got it until you changed it into your name was not driven by you and you only.
It wasn't my asset until I bought it off of them. And then, yes, the title was transferred into my name. That's how it usually occurs.
This lady was determined to dig every dirt she had on this guy. Not only did she go after his cars and house, but she went after his inheritance too. Let's have a look.
You inherited $400,000?
No, I didn't.
Who inherited the rest of that then?
I don't know what you're referring to. The rest of what?
When you received that IRA, you did not tell me that it was $400,000 to be split amongst you, your brother, your parents, and your mom's brother.
I did not tell you that. And I also can't speak to what other people have inherited. I can only speak to what
I'm asking you if that is what you said to me.
I already just answered it. No, I didn't tell you that.
In general, an inheritance is considered the sole property of the individual it was left to, meaning it is not regarded as a marital asset. This holds true as long as the recipient does not mix the inherited funds or items with shared property. This comment says, I actually had this line of questioning done to me about my inheritance. In my state, by law, if your spouse, ex, or whoever is not on the document, they are not entitled to it, even if you are married. If this woman invested as much effort into her relationship as she does into his finances, perhaps her marriage would have been more successful.
I'm not the owner of the home. I had nothing to do with the eviction. But since you are being evicted, yes, I may move down to that home, which my parents own.
Who's paid the bills here for the last since 2010?
Who's paid the bills there?
Yes.
I paid bills.
Yes, you have. Who paid for the remodels that have happened to this house? Probably over $60,000. Who paid for those?
I have no knowledge of $60,000 worth of remodels, but what's the relevance?
Well, ma'am, if you could present any deeds or anything like that showing that it's deeded to his name or the two of your name, then the court would again entertain that, but you've not produced anything to that extent. So the court will sustain the objection. You'll have to move on.
Thank you, Honor.
Okay.
Think this man and his family decided early on that she was a nutcase and they figured out how to deal with her from the get-go, and she was too dense or too busy to care or even see what was happening. So I looked up for the sentencing part, but I couldn't get it. I saw this relevant comment from one of these videos, and it says, I watched on YouTube. Basically, they granted them both joint and physical custody, 50-50, no alimony, only child support. She gets the car, but she got to pay for it. In this time we live in, you should be this cautious from the beginning, even if you think the woman you're marrying is the love of your life. Many men fall into the trap just because they think they are marrying their soulmate and the mother of their children, thinking that the love would last forever and that it would be safe to share all their assets with their spouse. When things take a turn for the worse, that's when they discover that their seemingly sweet wife may not be as gentle as they thought.
Do you hear what Tom Brady did to his ex-wife? Allegedly, when his wife filed for divorce, she demanded half of his property. Only the court told her that her millionaire husband owned nothing. Apparently, all of his property is registered under his mother's name. Because he transferred his assets to his mother, he technically owns nothing, which means he doesn't owe her anything.
I love how these gold diggers get mad when they can't steal a man's property. It's always interesting how they feel as though they are entitled to a man's wealth. They didn't buy it, they didn't earn it, they didn't do anything to warrant having half of his assets, and yet they treat it as a huge injustice when they don't get his possessions. This comment says, "My oldest son went through divorce and his home was paid for. Anyhow, before he got married, he put his home in my name. When she decided she wanted a divorce, I spoke to her on the phone and told her she had 30 days to get out of my home. The satisfaction of my son keeping his home was a win for men." Most of you have probably heard about the Moroccan and PSG footballer Hakimi. He and his wife were going through a divorce, and she attempted to claim half of his assets and wealth. However, she couldn't do that because Hakimi had placed everything in his mother's name, so technically he owns nothing on paper. Now, it turns out that since she's technically worth more than he is, he may actually be entitled to half of her assets. Hakimi was 18 when he met his future wife, and she was 30, and then they got married when he was 21. I think it's highly likely his mother stepped in to protect her son because of his age when he started getting paid big money, and this has continued through his life. He is one of the few men who beat these gynocentric court systems, but there are other men who found themselves at the mercy of their ex-wives, like a famous soccer player who played for Arsenal, which is one of the best teams in England. After his divorce, he literally lost everything to his ex-wife. He can't afford even a subscription.
What is your best advice on love?
I have no advice on that.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah, of course.
Are you in love right now?
No.
Okay, so you're single or married?
Married.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
If this was the other way around, I'm sure she would have left him, and in the process wrecked him financially. This dude is enduring a loveless marriage just for his sanity and to maintain his lifestyle. She puts on crocodile tears and claims, "When a whole bum gets to claim you as his baby mama for the rest of your lives." I struggle to understand the logic here. Instead of admitting, "I have a terrible track record with men, I should have made better choices," it's all about playing the victim. She's part of the problem and she bears no responsibility for the outcome. Why would anyone spend their empathy and concern on someone who continually makes these poor decisions for themselves?